You are approaching the planet called Shah's world, Dra'ezan planet of the dead. Progress beyond this point is restricted. I know. My name is Borohorza Gorbachul. I wish to return to Shah's world for a short while. I ask this with all respect.
Smooth talker, Balveda said.
Horza glared briefly at her. The communicator would only transmit what he said, but he didn't want the woman to forget she was a prisoner. You have been here before. Horza couldn't tell if this was a question or not. I have been to Shah's world before, he confirmed. I was one of the Changer Sentinels. There seemed little point in telling the creature when. The Dra'ezan called every time now, even though their language used tenses. The screen went blank, then repeated, You have been here before. Horza frowned and wondered what to say. Balveda muttered, obviously hopelessly senile. I have been here before, Horza said. Did the Dra'ezan mean that because he had already been there he could not return?
I can feel it. I can feel its presence, Duralo whispered.
There are other humans with you.
Thanks a lot, said the drone Unahar Klosp from somewhere near the ceiling.
You see?
Duralo said, her voice almost whimpering. Horza heard Balveda snort. Duralo staggered slightly. Avager and Nysin had to hold on to her to stop her from falling. I have not been able to set them down elsewhere, Horza said. I ask your indulgence. If need be, they will stay on board this vessel. They are not sentinels. They are other humanoid species. I alone need to alight on Shah's world. Entry is restricted. Horza sighed. I alone request permission to land. Why have you come here? Horza hesitated. He heard Balveda snort quietly. He said, I seek one who is here. What do the others seek? They seek nothing. They are with me. They are here. They... Horza licked his lips. All his rehearsing, all his thoughts about what to say at this moment seemed to be useless. They are not all here by choice, but I had no alternative. I had to bring them. If you wish, they will stay on board this craft in orbit around Shah's world, or further away inside the quiet barrier. I have a suit, I can... They are here against their will. Horza hadn't known Dra'ezan to interrupt before. He couldn't imagine it was a good sign. The circumstances are complicated. Certain species in the galaxy are at war. Choices become limited. One does things one would not normally do. There is death here. Horza looked at the words written on the screen. He felt transfixed by them. There was silence on the bridge for a moment, then he heard a couple of people moving awkwardly. What does that mean? The drone Unahar Klosp said. There is? Horza said. The words stayed on the screen, written in Moraine. Wubslin tapped at a few buttons on his side of the console, buttons which would normally control the display on the screens in front of him, all of which now repeated the words on the main screen. The engineer was sitting in his seat, looking cramped and tense. Horza cleared his throat, then said, There was a battle, a conflict nearby, just before we got here. It might still be going on. There may be death. There is death here.
Oh,
Duralo said, and slumped into Nysin and Avager's arms.
We'd better get her to the mess, Avager said, looking at Nysin. Let her lie down.
Oh, all right,
Nysin said, glancing quickly at the woman's face. Duralo appeared to be unconscious. I may be able to, Horza began, then gave a deep breath. If there is death here, I may be able to stop it. I may be able to prevent more death. Borohorza Gorbachul. Yes, Horza said, gulping. Avager and Nysin manhandled Doralo's limp body out through the doorway into the corridor leading into the mess. The screen changed. You are looking for the refugee machine.
Ho-ho,
said Balveda, turning away with a smile on her face and putting one hand to her mouth.
Shit, said Yarsin.
Looks like our god isn't so stupid, Unahar Klosp observed.
Yes, Horza said sharply. There seemed little point in trying to pretend now. Yes, I am, but I think you may enter.
What?
The drone said.
Well, yahoo, Yarsin said,
crossing her arms and leaning back against the bulkhead,